From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting at least one person has been killed in an attack Wednesday at Afghanistan's American University in Kabul. More than 20 people have been wounded. The attack began around 6:30 p.m. local time and set off an hour of gunfire as security forces responded. The student says he first heard an explosion, then gunfire. He says two bullets hit the floor of his classroom, and the students escaped by climbing out a window. There were no claims of responsibility for the attack. Italian authorities say at least 159 people have died in Wednesday's earthquake in central Italy. Rescuers are continuing to search for victims buried under debris. And a strong earthquake shook north-central Myanmar Wednesday. At least three people were killed. The quake's epicenter was near the town of Chauk on the Irrawaddy River. The government of Colombia and FARC rebels have announced an agreement for ending a half-century of guerrilla warfare. The announcement was made in the Cuban capital Havana, where the two sides have been in talks for nearly 4 years. The agreement foresees the demobilization of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or the FARC. It must still be approved in a referendum and signed before it comes into effect. Turkish tanks and special forces stormed into Syria on Wednesday, launching an offensive aimed at clearing Islamic State militants and Syrian Kurds from the border region. About 1,500 Syrian opposition fighters also joined the cross-border operation. Hours after heavy pre-dawn artillery attacks and a Turkish and U.S. aerial bombardment, Turkey's state-run news agency said rebels had taken one town. This is VOA News.